God Dwells Between the Cherubim, December 10. God's Throne and Angel Ministry. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, Thou art God, even Thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, Thou hast made heaven and earth. The abiding place of the King of Kings, where 1,000,000s minister unto Him, and 10,000 × 10,000 stand before Him, that temple, filled with the glory of the eternal throne, where seraphim, its shining guardians, veil their faces in adoration, could find, in the most magnificent structure ever reared by human hands, but a faint reflection of its vastness and glory. In the temple in heaven, the dwelling place of God, His throne is established in righteousness and judgment. In the most holy place is His law, the great rule of right by which all mankind are tested. The ark that enshrines the tables of the law is covered with the mercy seat, before which Christ pleads His blood in the sinner's behalf. Thus is represented the union of justice and mercy in the plan of human redemption. This union infinite wisdom alone could devise, and infinite power accomplish. It is a union that fills all heaven with wonder and adoration. The cherubim of the earthly sanctuary, looking reverently down upon the mercy seat, represent the interest with which the heavenly host contemplate the work of redemption. This is the mystery of mercy into which angels desire to look, that God can be just while He justifies the repenting sinner, and renews His intercourse with the fallen race, that Christ could stoop to raise unnumbered multitudes from the abyss of ruin, and clothe them with the spotless garments of His own righteousness, to unite with angels who have never fallen, and to dwell forever in the presence of God.